Good morning, Pat. Thank you for reaching out to me.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that. I was looking at your Facebook page. I thought, well, I'll get a hold of Mindy Bolden, and she'll be so kind enough to join us live on the radio this morning to give us a firsthand update on how things are in Florida this morning. So, Mindy, what's it like this at this hour?
So it's windy. We're having gusts still. The rain has completely stopped here in Bradenton. I am on the west coast of the by the Gulf, maybe 4 to 5 miles from the beach. It's windy, but no rain. And lots of trees down, lots of signs down. But I haven't seen anything major yet. I've seen a couple houses and a cars with trees on them, but it was just limited damage.
Mindy, what's the weather like right now there in Bradenton?
Well, right now I'm standing in line at a grocery store, the only grocery store that's open. There is 200 people out here standing in the wind to get supplies. We're having gusts maybe 30 miles an hour. There's not a lot of people that have power here. My neighborhood was one of the very few that never lost power. No internet. Cell phone capabilities are limited. I work at AT&T, and some of our towers were damaged, so we had to turn down the bandwidth. So the first responders had priority. So cell phone service is very limited here.
And I'm sure people in Florida will not be getting their electricity for quite some time there, Mindy. What was I hearing? About 1.2 million residents and businesses without electricity there in the Sunshine
State.
That
is correct. They don't have an estimated time for people to be restored. I think the county that I live in, there was 90,000 out here in Manatee County. Sarasota County, which is only 6-7 miles from me, had over 200,000 people without.
Without power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without any power. Yep. It's kind of a mess down here. I have friends over in over by Orlando, Davenport area, and their house has water in the house.
I was seeing some dramatic photos via TikTok and on social media there, Mindy, about people swimming in their homes,
yeah.
As a matter of fact. And one this one video showed this door just busting open with water in one of the apartments somewhere in the state. I don't remember where.
Fort Myers is about 65 miles south of me, maybe. And that's where it got hit the worst. And I have friends there. I have an AT&T store that I cover there. So I don't think they have any power restored there. They had 12-foot surges of water.
Mm-hmm.
The island that I live by, which is maybe... it's 5 miles from my house tops. They had 6 to 8 foot surges.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Mindy Bolden, who is a native of Webster City, who lives in Florida in Bradenton. Tell us where exactly Bradenton for those listeners out there, Mindy, about where it's at. Again, it's in the west part of the state.
Yep, it's the west part of the state. It's where the beaches are perfect. We have the blue water, the white fluffy sand. So I'm by Tampa Bay, Clearwater. That is maybe 25, 30 miles north of me. So I'm right by Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
Sarasota, Bradenton, St. Petersburg area.
Okay, so it's in the Tampa-St. Pete area is what you're telling
yep.
us, right there in the west,
yep.
right
yep.
on the west west
yep.
coast of Florida. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a while before things... get back to normal.
It will be a while, yeah, because there's just a lot of people without power, a lot of gas. There's no gas here, not one gas station. I kind of drove around this morning looking. Some friends that evacuated, I drove past their house to check on their houses for them. No gas anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be the major complication is gas and then, stuffing grocery stores. I'm at a grocery store right now, and there's literally probably 200 people here. And it's a small mom-and-pop's grocery store. It's not a chain franchise.
Not like a Hy-Vee or a Fairway or anything like that. Of course, it's actually not in Florida. I don't know what
what is this called? Acapulco? Acapulco? Tropical?
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is not a chain like a Hy-Vee. This is a mom-and-pop's grocery store. And they are open.
Well, that's good to know, trying to get people into supplies, and people are going to probably be staying home, I presume, since you have no gas stations open. There are convenience stores, and they're all shut down because of electricity. Of course, electricity managed to get the gasoline out of the pumps there, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Even if they have gas, they have no way to get it out of the pump.
So what do you plan to do for the rest of the day there, Mindy?
Clean up. My pool has got a lot of debris in it, so I'm going to clean up my pool, clean up my next-door neighbor's yard. I did see a lot of National Guards driving around in the Hummers this morning, so I think they're out trying to get to people. There's a lot of live wires down because we still have – so my neighborhood, I have underground utilities, but everywhere around me, it's above ground, and those live wires are in the streets.
How long have you lived in Florida there, Mindy?
I moved to Florida in 2011, and I've been in Bradenton since 2017.
And this is the storm. I was saying this is quite the storm that these people in Florida won't ever forget.
This one is, no, they'll never forget this one. It is the fourth for wind, this one ranks number four in history.
And, of course, it's too early to say what the damage estimate will be. It's going to run into, no doubt, the millions and millions of dollars there.
Oh, yeah. It really is. You know, Jim Cantore, he's down in Punta Gorda.
Oh, yeah, leave it to Jim down there.
Nobody wants to see Jim.
No one does. No one.
Nobody wants to see Jim. He's quite famous in Florida. We always have a track, where's Jim at, tracker, so... Yeah, he's in the neighborhood. Nobody wants, nothing's good is going to happen. And then he had his black shirt on, too.
Yeah. Well, of course, he comes up to the northern climes during the wintertime season to monitor the raging blizzards that we have and ice storms and so on and so forth. But, again, our hearts go out to all of you in Florida because of this. And, again, we're sitting at just a beautiful day at 48 degrees in Webster City there, Mindy. But, again, thoughts to all of you in the state of Florida at this time.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a beautiful 48-degree day.
We'll do the best we can. It's supposed to be in the 60s today, Mindy. So,
that sounds wonderful.
All right. So, Mindy, hold on just a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You bet. Mindy Molden, native of Webster City from Bradenton, Florida this morning. The time now, 9:14.